Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond on the logo. Lobbed it down to Butler, checked by Irving. Butler holds that right foot pivot, puts the ball on the floor, spins, a little fadeaway. Just too big, and he shows the too big sign there as he goes back up the floor. Is that Jimmy with the headset on down there?
It is.
Whoa. Jimmy, how are you? Snuck up on you.
My fault.
We weren't paying attention. Our bad. Hey, first of all, before we talk about today's game, would you please give us your thoughts on Andre Iguodala and the type of player he was and what you liked about watching Andre play?
Special. So smart, great defender, and does whatever it takes to win. I got an opportunity to play with him down in Miami, build an incredible relationship with him. I am so happy for him, and he deserves everything that he's ever gotten and everything that's coming to him in the future.
I know it's been kind of an emotional year for you, but, boy, you look happy. You look like you and the guys are just having a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, it's always fun to win. It's even more fun when I get to be myself, and even more fun than that whenever I'm wanted. But these guys play incredibly hard, and all they want to do is win, and I'm here to do the same thing.
How much of basketball IQ is learning, and how much of it is you have it or you don't?
A little bit of both. But when you got guys that are in your corner that are teaching you the way here and the way that they do things on the floor, it makes it a lot easier. Like, I'm constantly being coached by the coaches and by Dre and by Steph and by BP and by everybody because I still am relatively new here. But they're helping me in incredible ways, and I'm grateful.
Smart plays anywhere, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is. Does. It really does. Hey, Jimmy, we're going to let you go. They want to get the ceremony started.
Yep.
And we're thrilled to have you here.
Heard. Appreciate you.
All right. Jimmy Butler, our guest. Warriors win 126-102. They're getting ready for the Andre Iguodala jersey retirement ceremony here at Chase. Warriors with a win today, 126-102 over Dallas. Golden State with 30 assists. They're 16-7 when that happens. All five starters in double figures. All five starters plus 14 or more. And all five starters did not play 30 minutes. This was a complete victory.
Yes. And look, maybe the size of the victory is a little unexpected, but this is what you need to do against teams that are depleted. You need to come out and keep the roll going.
And keep the roll going. And I think, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I got people on my ears. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. RC's got his arms crossed like Steve Kerr does when the run's going poorly. He's got that arm cross look, you know, that lean back arm cross look,
man.
That I've come to know so well. But you mentioned Sacramento. And Dallas now, these are two teams that are right there in the mix with you. And there's probably going to be five of those teams, I would say.
Right.
I mean, we'll see which way Phoenix ends up going, and we'll see which way the Lakers end up going. Now, they could – I'm not saying they're going to slide back. I'm just saying, will they join that mix, or will they continue to make a push for maybe the fourth spot, which is a possibility. But, yeah, I mean, your goal is to get – to where you don't have to play a play-in game, or at the very least get the 7 seed, right? So you get 2 at home if you need them.
Exactly.
And I think I think they can do that. This team looks different to me. They do. And I'm not talking about just the wins. It's the way they're winning and how they look on the court that looks different to me.
Well, they've just had a quick painting of Andre Iguodala.
I mean, look
done.
At that thing.
That's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
That is incredible.
I don't know how he does it. It's like it's nothing, and then boom, it's Andre.
2 months since the Warriors were 3 games above 500. They're 30-27 now. It was December 21st against Minnesota. They were 15-12 after winning there. So Warriors, as the youngins would say, they're trending in the right direction. Tom, I remember 2015 was game 6, and there was, you know, still a chance maybe for Cleveland with a couple minutes to go, and Andre deflected the ball off of LeBron, It went out of bounds, and it was down to like 90 seconds, and you turned to me in Cleveland and said, this thing's over.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
It really was, because it happened so quickly, and you could see the kind of the ascent under Mark Jackson. And then I remember that year when Steve took over, you could tell they were good, but they turned the ball over a ton.
Yeah.
But it was a read
and everybody read. And everybody, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Everybody saying, oh, they're taking way too many threes. Remember,
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
was like, oh, there's no
there. But it was a read and react offense, and people had to get used to one another. And once they did, you could see them just take off. And it was unlike anything that I've seen as a Warrior fan. And that era will go down in history as one of the greatest eras in the history of the NBA. I mean, Celtics and Lakers and Spurs is a longer one, and then Bulls in the 90s. But that was a special time, and Andre was right in the middle of it. Again, I'll reiterate what I said earlier, that I thought it was a seminal moment when he came here, because he wanted to come here. He wanted to be here. Not a lot of guys wanted to be with the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors were not synonymous with winning. They were synonymous with futility. They were synonymous with dysfunction. You know, they had the one good We Believe run. So him coming here was kind of, I don't want to say set the tone, because that was Steph Curry. Drafting Steph Curry was really what set this organization on a path toward greatness. But getting Andre, getting an adult, getting a guy who, you know, kind of like Jimmy Butler, understands the game, values the basketball, understands where he should be, where his teammates should be, and anticipates what's coming next, was really a key part of them winning the championships. And then he gets shifted into the starting lineup in the finals at Game 4 against Cleveland in 2015. He's out there guarding LeBron for like 35 minutes a night. I mean, that, we're talking LeBron. I mean, not that LeBron's aged a whole lot, apparently, but we're talking LeBron like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
And Andre is, what, 40 pounds, 50 pounds less than LeBron? And, you know, he battled him, made him work for everything. And then they asked him to come down and hit some key shots, which he did, space the court, which he did, give him speed in the open court, which he did. I mean, just really an incredible career for him. And he's someone that will retire. He'll have his number in the Raptors here at Chase Center. And then you think, wow, you mentioned it, Tim, that he's going to take a position with the Players Association, which I think is fantastic. We all know Andre loves his tech and Silicon Valley and all that. Like, it wouldn't surprise me 10 years from now. We're hearing from Andre Iguodala doing something major in a field that's not basketball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The other part, remember, we haven't said this in a long time because he hasn't played for the Warriors in a while. Playoff Andre, remember?
Yep.
He would get better in the playoffs. You know, Jimmy Butler's kind of like that, too. If you look at his numbers, he's a better player when the game's on the line. There are all kinds of luminaries coming on the floor now. I see the great Rick Barry just sat down. Festus Ezeli, part
of the 2015. Palenka was here.
Huh?
So they were showing Palenka.
Yes, he is.
Because Palenka was here. Remember, I looked at the screen. I go, that kind of threw me, but he's here.
I think he
was
might
he
have been
Andre's agent.
He
at
might
some
have
point?
Been Andre's
okay.
agent. Yeah.
And there you go.
Mo of House Buckets, Sean Livingston.
Oh yeah.
Leandro Barbosa. It's getting close now. The Andre Iguodala jersey retirement ceremony. Back here at the Chase Center, more dignitaries have arrived. The Iguodala family is sitting down, so we're very close now to the Andre Iguodala retirement ceremony. The jersey will be hung in the Raptors' first one ever here at Chase Center. The other ones were all hung over in Oakland. And so this will be a special night, and it rewards a special player. Here at Chase Center, I'd say probably about 90% of the crowd is still here, maybe
yeah.
even more. And it's just great to see. Getting ready to watch the Andre Iguodala jersey retirement ceremony. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. The always upbeat R.C. Davis is with us, and we are set to go. You know, so many things to think about. He hit the game winner in Atlanta, you know, on the way up, the Warriors on the rise. did so many cool things to help Golden State become the dynasty that they became. And, of course, he was in a big part of two of the, well, probably you could even call the 18-19 team up until the final few weeks with all the injuries in the finals. But, you know, when the Warriors had Kevin Durant, and then you had Sean Livingston, and you had Andre Iguodala, and you had to go with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, that team was devastating. That team, when they were locked in and focused, one of the best teams in NBA history. There's no argument about that. There's no doubt. It's in discussion with any great team in NBA history. And, you know, just, man, you know, how lucky are we to be, you know, our small part of that?
Now, length, smarts,
yeah,
and just a know-how. And Andre epitomized that. He really did. And Sean Livingston's here, and he was part of that as well. He was kind of like Andre Light. In I don't mean that in a way that lessens Sean Livingston's impact, 'cause he had a huge impact on the team, but I mean that to amplify both of them and what they meant to the team and how their length was similar, their IQ was similar, their professionalism was similar, and Andre was just a much better athlete. Sean was that athlete before he got hurt. I mean, Sean was an incredible athlete before his knee injury really took that away from him. But the great thing about Sean is you understood, like, how much he understood the game, because even without the great athleticism, he was able to thrive. But Andre was part of that. And Andre was part of how do we bring professionalism onto the court and act accordingly in certain situations. I mean, look, Steph and Klay were going to do what Steph and Klay did. They were just kind of doing their own thing sometimes. But Andre sometimes had to be like, I got to ground this team a little bit and say, this is what we need to do. This is how we need to approach it, offensively, defensively. And it sounds like here we go.
And a lot to talk about in Dub Nation. Not only the Andre Iguodala jersey retirement ceremony, as they're starting to turn the lights down and get this thing cranked up. So we will be heading down there in a couple of minutes as soon as they start it up. Warriors with a win today over the Dallas Mavericks, 126-102. Outscoring the Mavericks 30-11 on fast break points, led by 29 at one point. And again, the Jimmy Butler experience is now 5-1.